Oh, hello there. Buongiorno, and welcome to the Trash Talk podcast. My name is Jake, as always, and today is 11th, 11th of December, and I'm in Dijon, France, still in France, and yeah, it's a very cold, wet, windy ass day, so I'm gonna be coughing and sniffing and fucking spluttering. I had way too much fun this morning, Charlie Murphy, and I had a block of cheese, fucking stick of saucisson, packet of chips, and a fucking tartlet au chocolat, donc. So I'm feeling a bit fucking full at the moment, but yeah, it's yeah, cold, wet, miserable day in Dijon. I've actually only been here for less than 24 hours at this point, so that's not too bad. But yeah, so hopefully the days become bluer, and yeah, maybe hopefully a bit of snow. That'd be nice. I'd be down for some snow. I haven't seen snow in a week at this point, so sadness through the body. But yeah, last time I saw snow was in the old Alps, the old French Alps. So yeah, I haven't actually recorded a podcast in a week, so you guys won't have noticed a thing, but for me, yeah, it's been a little while. I'm out of reserves. This is live and direct. This will be tonight's upload. So yeah, fucking oh, up with Jake now. Anyway, so Dijon, it's quite nice. It's where the old Dijon mustard and the Dijon creamy mayonnaise comes from. So yeah, it's quite culinary here, and they also make a lot of good wine. The region's called Bourgogne, or some shit like that. And yeah, apparently they make good red. So yeah, maybe I'll have to try that a bit. But yeah, as of yet, I went to the supermarket and bought cheese and shit. So can't confirm or deny that, but that's what I've been told. So yeah, I went for a walk through the city this morning. It was I'm actually staying in this randomly cool spot. It's so if you've ever seen like Gladiator, like the movie with Russell Crowe, or there's this TV show, a British one called Plebs, and they like lived in this similar type of thing, and it's like, so there's like a door, and you go through the door, and you're in like a courtyard, and you're surrounded by, I guess you'd call them apartments. So you like walk through this doorway, and then there's just like a wall and like just apartments, and then there's like cutouts in like the walls and all this shit. So it's like quite like a historical medieval kind of like residency that I'm staying in, which is it's quite cool, but as I'm sure you can imagine, the fucking place is quite old. So the floors creak like crazy. All the door locks and doors are like 5,000 years old. So yeah, it's kind of medieval. It's most houses in France have like literally the worst decors ever. Like for the most part, I find that French houses are just ugly as fuck. Like I don't think I've been to like a French house that hasn't had the plumbing like shoved like along the wall, like exposed, or like electricals that actually looked good, or like all the light switches are fucking huge. All the power points don't have like switches, so they're like always live. It's Yeah, it's just, I don't know, just French houses are just fucking like lame. I think they all got redone. There must have been like a period of growth in France in like the 60s or the 70s, and everything kind of got redone. But then also, you know, it was the 70s, so no one really gave a fuck, and it was France, so, like, they only really care about, like, food and wine and shit, so, yeah, there's, like, just piping, like, if you can imagine, okay, so, if you imagine your toilet, depending on which part of the world you're in, it either goes into the floor through a tube that comes out of the ground, or your toilet bolts to the floor and you can't see shit, literally, but you can't see the tube going into the ground, but there is a tube that goes into the ground. But in France, the toilet comes out the back and then you can see the pipe, and the pipe runs along the wall that you can see, and then it goes into like the wall and goes down. It's so fucking stupid. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. And most of like the baths and sinks and everything has the same design. Like most of the showers, like if the place has a shower, it's set maybe 100 mil off the ground, and then the shower drain will come out of the side of the raised bit and like just run along the wall, like exposed. It's so fucking stupid. And like for some reason, French people love having a bath, but no one takes a fucking bath. It's so fucking stupid. But everyone has a bath, and everyone has a shower that has a handle. Like, it's not fixed to the wall. So, like, I assume they hold, like, they must hold it in their hands and wash themselves. It's fucking dumb. Like, everyone has a spot to put the detachable shower head, but everyone like detaches it every fucking place. They must shove it up their ass or something. I don't know what the go is, but yeah, I have absolutely. There's only one use I've ever seen for that type of shower head that's been any good, and it's when if you're having sex in the shower, you put the shower head like on the girl's clit or some shit, and apparently that's good. But other than that, I see no fucking reason to have this piece of shit. Like, just put a solid shower head on the fucking wall so that you can wash yourself properly. Because the way that I see it, if you have to hold it right, one, your arm's going to get tired as fuck. Like, who's holding a shower thing above their head all the time? Two, your fucking arm gets cold. You can't have your whole body under the shower because you've got this fucking, you know, shower head you're hanging up above your head. It's so fucking dumb. Like, just extremely dumb. I wish there was a way that I could ask someone without being creepy. I don't know how you do it, but I would love to just be like, hey, how do you shower? I assume they must like, you know, wash their dick and their ass and vagina and shit with it. Like, you know, they mustn't use their hand or whatever. I'm gonna drink now. It must be a French thing, where it's like, yeah, we can't use our hands to wash our ass, so we use the old shower head. It's weird that every country has different showers and toilets. Like, in America, they had these weird, like, I don't even know how you'd describe it. It was, so the shower, it kind of only had one pressure. So you'd turn the handle a touch and the shower would come out flat chat, but it'd be cold. And then the more you turn the handle, the hotter it got. But it was the same pressure. So it was almost impossible to have like a cold shower, because you'd always turn the handle and it always open the heat up a little bit. So yeah, it was just bizarre. The first day I was in LA, I like walked into the shower, fucking, you know, hop in. And then I'm like just looking at this thing, and I was so sweaty and fucking disgusting. And I was like, oh, I just want to have a shower. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, I have no idea how this thing fucking works. So I'm like looking at it and I'm like, do I rotate the inside of it? Because I've seen ones like in Italy where you like rotate the inside of it to do like the hot and cold, and then you pull the thing out, and I'm trying to pull it out and you can't pull it out. And I'm like, fuck, am I going to rip this thing off the wall? And then I'm like, I don't remember how I did it. I turned it and then it was cold. And I was like it was a nice, like it was a hot day. But, you know, it was fucking like, you know, it was cold. And then I'm like, but how the fuck, you know, am I going to get it warm? Like, you know, sometimes, you know, it's nice to have a warm shower. So I'm like, how the fuck do these things work? So I was like, I like turned it. And then this was like a real old house. It was from like the 1900s or something. So like the water takes a bit to get going. So I'm like turning it one way and it's still cold. And then I'm turning it back the other way. It's still cold. And I'm just fucking around. I had no, absolutely no idea what was going on. Thankfully, I just tried enough times. Then eventually the hot water got through. But yeah, that was fucking, you know, bizarre. Like, I feel like people should just go to Australia and just like hop in the shower and like look at the toilet and be like, okay, this is how this is how we should live our lives. Have a shower that you don't have to hold. There's two taps so you can decide what fucking temperature you want it at. And most people have like a nice big shower head so that it covers your whole body. Like, is that too much to ask? Like, I could literally modify these places for like $100 and have like decent shower equipment. But yeah, for some reason these fucking people. Fucking people. Anyways, I just walked up this huge fucking hill. I was in the city and I'm walking around because Dijon's quite small. It's not huge. And for the most part, there's not really a lot there to do that I've found. It's not exactly photogenic either. Like, it's nice, but you can't exactly, you know, take a photo and fucking throw it on the internet and it's, you know, rock and roll. So, yeah, I saw this mountain from like the city. I like kind of walked towards the train station and there was like a lake. So I was like, oh, you know, I'll go to the lake. You know, you can usually take some pictures at the lake. I'll record the podcast and fuck it, you know. Bob's your uncle. But then I was walking past the train station. I saw this hill, and on top of the hill, there's all these fucking trees. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna go head to that hill with the trees. So I, you know, moseyed on, found like a forest, and I walked through the forest, took a few pappy snaps. It got quite thick. I got through the other side, walked one way. It was taking me back down. Fuck that. Went the other way. Found a road, walked up the road. And yeah, ends up being like this hill. Well, I guess I don't know what you call it. Large hill, small mountain. Has like soybean fields on top of it. Or fucking beetroot or some shit. One of the two. So, yeah, it was walking through the old soybean fields and yeah, ended up getting up to the trees on the top of the hill. It's just like a row of trees, maybe like 5 rows wide for maybe 50 meters. And it appears as though that's the spot to go and drink if you're underage in France. There's Jack Daniels and fucking couple of bottles of champers and beers and fucking premixes and all sorts of shit up there. So yeah, it must be like the local drinking spot. So yeah, it wasn't exactly like, it was a nice view actually. Like, you get up the top there, again, not photogenic, but you get up the top, you can look out, you can see the auto route or the freeway, the toll road, which is so yeah, that's not bad. You can look over the city. The city's got like the old city's quite nice, but built around it is like these 1970s apartment blocks, which is like pretty common for like French towns. It's, I guess it'd be like the projects in a sense, like housing commission. So like if you're poor in France, you get shoved in these high-rise apartment blocks and they're like, fuck, they're at least 20 stories high, like most of them, and there's tons of them. And they're just all over the shop. And yeah, they're just like, what happens in projects and housing commission and the estates and shit, you know? Everyone fucked up in the 70s. You don't, you know? Putting all these poor people in fucking, you know, this the one spot with nothing to do, you know? Fucking idiots. Anyway, I actually once, like the last time, not this time that I was in France, but the last time I was in France, So, my friends from Orléans, have, so they're a couple without kids, and they've got another couple without kids who are friends, and they were having a birthday party for his wife or something like that. So anyway, they're like, you know, come to the fucking birthday party. I was like, oh yeah, sure, you're in France, you've got a French birthday party, good fuck. But it wasn't in Orléans, it was in Tours, which is like, honestly, it's a shithole, I wouldn't bother, but it's small, but it's quite historic, I think. So the old Jakey boy heads over, and they told me, oh, go find a place to stay while you're in tour, because you don't have a place at this people's house, because they live in a tiny little fucking apartment. I was like, oh yeah, that's sure, you know, that's all right. So I went and found this place, and it was on Airbnb, and the dude asked me if I wanted to pay in cash and not use Airbnb, and you know, me being a dumb cunt, I was like, oh yeah, sure, no problem, fuck it, you know. So anyway, I get there. I got there a bit late. I got there 2 hours late. So he'd already rented my room out to someone else. And he's like, you can sleep with me in the attic. He's going to be in one bed and I'm going to be in the other bed. And he says all this and he doesn't speak a fucking word of English. Not even like, hello. And at that point, I wasn't, you know, like I could speak French, but not well. And I definitely couldn't fucking understand. So I'm like, whatever, you know, I'd know where else to go. Like, where the fuck am I going to stay at the last minute? So I hop into this place, you know, 20 euros a night. It was a mattress on the floor and he's like got the mattress. So we're like toe to toe. He's like on a mattress and I'm on a mattress and the mattresses are like in a line. So his head was at the other end. And then his feet were at one end, and then my feet were like facing his feet, and my head was at the other end. So it's like a snake sort of thing. It was weird as fuck, I'm not gonna lie. And thank the fucking Lord that I was spending most of my time with my mate, because that would have been a fucking nightmare being up there. I got the Wi-Fi password, which was handy. Then what happened? Yeah, so then I got a key, I got everything, and I was like, I was supposed to go back to my mate's place, because they were having a board, because they're really into board games and shit, so they were having a board game thing. So I left the house, but I was like, I need to get money. What did I need money for? Something, there was a reason I needed money. So anyway, I asked the cunt, who let me in at the place where the ATM was, and he's like, oh, so you go, take a left, yeah, so you leave the door, take a left, you go to the end of the road, you take a left, and there's a servo, and then you take a left at the servo, and there's a fucking ATM. So I did exactly that. I get to the end of the street, and there's this huge, huge fucking apartment blocks. It was probably 40 stories high, and fuck, at least... You know, it was at least 100 meters wide. They were huge. So I chuck a left, go past the servo, and I chuck a left, and I just stop. And it was just, you know, when you walk into an area, you know that you're not supposed to be in because, like, of how much, like, education you've received and the color of, like, your skin. That's kind of what I, like, walked into at that point. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. It was like, I wasn't gangster enough to be there, you know. These people were all, like, gangsters. They were playing, like, French rap. They're all of, like, Arab or, like, African descent. Like, they were all smoking dope. They all had, like, a joint in their mouth. And there's the ATM, and they're standing, like, hovering around the ATM. And I walked up to the ATM, and two guys offered me weed before I, like, within 20 meters. Like, the ATM was 20 meters away, and two guys had already hit me up for weed, and I was like, fuck this. So I did, like, a massive Yui and just walked out of there, which is, it was just, I was staying in the ghetto, like, in the projects. So that was like, you know, fuck, what have I got to do? So anyway, I went into the old town and got the thing. It ended up taking me for fucking ever. I was like, I think it took me an hour and a half, and I ended up buying M&M's or some shit, I think. But yeah, so I ended up like staying in one of these French apartment block type areas, and it was fucking scary. Before I went to Chicago, that was probably the most scared I'd ever been, I think. So, yeah, you can, like, imagine. And they're fucking everywhere. They're in every town. Every big town has one of these huge apartment block-esque areas. And, yeah, it's what it is, you know. I think it's actually getting better since I came to France. So I arrived in March 2016. 2016? Yeah. No, did I spend a year back in Australia? Yeah, I spent more than a year, so it must have been 2015. Did I celebrate my birthday? That was my 27th. No, it must have been 2016. So March 2016, I arrive, and there's fucking riots in the street, fucking people are breaking the glass in every bank in the country. No one's got a job. I think the unemployment was 16% or some shit. And, yeah, just absolutely everyone was hating their fucking lives. Nothing was open Sundays or Mondays. Like, the laws were so strict about work because of, like, you know, the unions and this French idea. Like, French people have this idea of, like, entitlement. Like, they're entitled to live these lavish lives and not work for it. So, yeah. So, last time I was in France, it was pretty fucking grim, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so I returned this time and I got to Paris and fuck. I think I got to Paris on a Sunday and there was like shops open. I was like, what the fuck? There's like people walking around. And like Mondays is, you know, is almost business as usual. There's like not as many people and like maybe a quarter of the shops are closed. But fuck, for France, it's pretty good. And yeah, everyone just seems more lively and active and happier. I think unemployment's at like 11%. So like, you know, dropping unemployment by 4% is pretty fucking good in a year, but it's obviously still a nightmare. But yeah, everyone still whinges, but yeah, it seems like old France is on the up and up. So, you know, yeah, well, I don't know anything about fucking economics. What am I talking about? I know that most countries are up the shit, so that's my economic knowledge. But yeah, there's like this well behind me. I'm sitting on like a wall and there's like a road, maybe like a meter of dirt, and then this wall, and I'm sitting on the wall and I just look down behind me and there's this fucking well and it's covered in moss and there's two stones that are kind of covering the well, but one of them's kind of moved, and so it looks like a T, and then that you can see down the well on the two sides, and it looks fucking like the Blair Witch is going to come out of the fucking well. It looks, yeah, it's creepy as fuck. It's just down on, like, yeah, it's so creepy. And there's, like, an old tractor axle, it looks like. It's an axle, and it's got two worm gears on either side. Fuck, is that the inside of a diff? It's either the inside of a big fucking diff, or it's a tractor axle. One of the two. But yeah, so it's, yeah, it's creepy as fuck. Thank the fucking Lord witches don't exist, or one would fly out of that fucking world. Oh, what's the fucking time? 23 minutes, that's not bad. I'm fucking freezing. My recording app on my phone updated without me knowing, of course. And it's got like a what do you call that graph with the fucking bars, the frequency lines, whatever it is. It's got one of those on it now. I did a fucking test listen. It didn't sound too bad, actually. So hopefully the audio quality of the recorder's gone up a bit, you know, and I'll be coming at ya crystal clear, bruh. So yeah, we'll see how we go with that. Fuck, it's cold. Oh, yesterday was, like, one of the warmer days of the trip, like, thus far. Except, no, I was wearing a shirt in Paris. After Paris, it was fucking freezing, but, yeah, I was wearing a shirt in Paris. And yesterday, I took a BlaBlaCar, and I was like, oh, you know, hey, pick me up from the train station at this time, don't be fucking late. And they're like, righto. And I said, okay, you know, send me SMSs. I don't have Wi-Fi. Can you, you know, not be a fuckwit? So he's like, yeah, sure. So then, you know, apparently no one knows that you have to put a plus at the front of, like, a foreign mobile number for some unknown fucking reason. Everyone lives up their own ass. So anyway, he can't send me SMSs, so he fucking sends me internet messages, and he changes the time, like, three fucking times. And I'm like, can you just send me an SMS? Just click on my fucking number and send me an SMS. But, yeah, that didn't happen. So anyway, I get to the station at the wrong fucking time, so I'm sitting around. He ended up getting there a little earlier than he said he would, so that was all right. But, yeah, cunt couldn't drive and didn't want to take the old freeway, because you have to pay. Every freeway in France, you have to pay. So we're on the back roads. It's, yeah, pretty rough. And we get to, like, there's, like, hills all around Dijon. So we get into, like, the hills, and there's, like, a detour, and we go down this fucking sketchy-ass little road, and there's ice, like, all over the road, and he's fucking accelerating and braking, accelerating, braking. I felt fucking sick. It was, like, fucking nightmare. And he's coming every corner and, like, braking hard before the corner, and then, like, not accelerating around the corner, but then accelerating out, like, after the corner. It was so, like, stupid, and he couldn't turn properly, and he had to, like, yeah, and he couldn't find the correct gears, so he'd be, like, going uphill, and he'd already have lost, like, most of his speed before he changed back. It, nightmare, absolute fucking nightmare, but, yeah, I made it in one piece. It was, ooh la la, the sky's really turning it on at the moment. It's blue and orange, actually. It's been grey all fucking day, but it's a nice blue and orange, actually. I might take a photo of that. You know, I'm into sky at the moment, like, with my photography. I love a good sky, so I'm always, like, searching for a you know, few clouds, bit of sky here and there, this and that. It's yeah, my new thing. I think I'm getting better, you know. I'm not going to lie, I had, like, quite a large number of shit photos. Where do I want to focus this thing? No, I want to go there. There we go. Ooh la la, is that good? Ooh, that's not bad. I love a good sky, and that came out quite nice. So, yeah. That's, yeah, I found this thing. I was annoyed with my, because I've, so I've got my prime, but it's 50 mil, so it's a portrait prime, pretty much. Like it does quite good bokeh, but for the most part, it's a portrait prime. So, like, landscape, it doesn't do very well. So my landscape lens is the basic lens, the kit lens that comes with the camera. So it's a 18 by 55. 3.5 to 5.6, I think, something like that. But I was having issues with the focus, because, like, you can't really manually focus it, because the wheel on it is so badly adjusted, it's so slow, and you couldn't take a photo of anything moving, and every photo you'd take would take forever. It's just, yeah, you just can't manually focus it that well. So I was using the autofocus, but I was hating how blurry everything was. Like, I couldn't focus on what I wanted. It just wasn't sharp. So I ended up playing around. I found this setting called spot focus, where, like, you look down the barrel of your camera and you see these, like, dots. And, like, I didn't know what they were for. I thought they might have been for, like, setting up your shot or knowing your parameters or something, but they're, like, focus dots. So you, like, move your thing around, and now I can, like, choose the point to which it's going to focus on. There's, like, 12 points or 16 points or something like that. So that's pretty, like, cool at the moment. And I'm taking, like, a lot sharper photos, which is handy. I was having real issues with sharpness. And now, like, I'm getting these photos that are already quite sharp off the lens, which is good, because before I was having to, like, sharpen them in Darktable, like, just to be usable. So now they're usable straight off the camera, which is quite good. And then, you know, you do your thing after that. But yeah, I found in Darktable there's a tool called the equalizer tool. And it's very fucking technical. It's got so many like options, and there's a graph, and you fuck around with a graph. And but anyway, what it does is it sharpens things based on like the wavelet size. So like I think the image gets broken up into pixels, and then they match the pixels with like the color of the pixels to decide how big the area is or some shit. I don't remember how it works, but anyway, so this thing, you use like a graph, and you're like, it's called the equalizer because it's like an audio equalizer. So, you know, your highest frequencies at the right hand side, and on this, the finest details on the right hand side. So you're fucking, you know, you're up that side, and your details, you're sharp, you know, like if you take like a panorama, whatever the fuck you'd call that word, and like. And then there's leaves, but the leaves are a bit blurry. You just raise it up at that end, and then the leaves, you know, sharp enough, and they look pretty good. And then, you know, you raise the bottom end, which is the biggest stuff, and it like separates, say, a person from the background, or a tree, or something like that. So I've been fucking around with that, and that's, and yeah, my images have gone through the roof at this point. So I'm quite happy with that. I entered a few photo competitions actually, which is interesting. I was bored one day, and I was like, I wonder if there's like a photo comp. So I went on, I can't remember what it was called, photocompetitions.com or some shit. It was something lame. The URL wasn't exactly like, you know, the most imaginative thing in the world, but it was just a collection, like a co yeah, like it just would find photo competitions and then put them online, and then you go through and be like, oh, you know, there's a photo comp here, a photo comp there, and fucking, you know, all good. So I entered one for some animal society or something. I can't remember what it was. Oh, world fucking vision, WWF, World Wildlife Fund, I don't know, some shit like that. But yeah, it was like it was like an animal behavior competition. They had like three categories, and the only one that was left was animal behavior. And I think the prize is like 15 grand. So I'm not gonna win, but I'd love like an honorable mention. That'd be nice, you know, or a runner up or something. The picture I entered was of a prairie dog in a field, and it was like eating some grass. So I was like, you know, animal behavior, cunts eating. It was it was quite a good photo actually. I don't even know how I took it. The camera must have just got lucky and focused on the right spot. There's quite a lot of detail in it, and then, you know, I re-edited it because I took it in America on my zoom lens, and then so I re-edited it, and yeah, I brought the color out a bit more, sharpened her up, and fucking sent it in, you know? So, you know, might get 15 grand out of that, who fucking knows? And then I entered the Sony Photographer of the Year awards, I think. They had like an amateur section, and I was like, fuck it, why not? So, because I didn't pay, I was a guest, a freebie. I was allowed to enter three photos. So I did one for architecture, which was I took a photo in Iceland of a house on the water, and it come up real nice. The colors were nice and soft, and then the sunrise in the background and shit like that. It's fucking real nice. So I put that in architecture. Then landscape, I did a sunset in Annecy, which was you know, quite nice. It was real dark, but the sunset was in a gap in between the hills, so there was some nice color in it, but it was dark and it was brooding, but also like, you know, colorful. And yeah, it was quite nice. It was like some Mordor shit, you know, the fucking mountain of dooms around the fucking back corner. So yeah, that wasn't too bad. And then I can't remember the other one I entered, but yeah, it was of equal caliber. So average, but you know, hopefully something comes of it. Yeah, it was interesting. Hopefully I can, get some decent photos this year, and you know, maybe enter a few more competitions. I'd love to win a competition. If I won a photo competition, I'd be fucking stoked. I would tell every cunt I ever met. I was like, yeah, I want a photo comp. They're not too bad, you know. Oh, that'd be so funny. I love how seriously everyone takes photography when it's so fucking stupid. It's like, oh, and she's a photographer, and after she won this competition, she took it to the next level and got exposure, and you're like, fuck off, just do your thing. Like, I don't think I'm made to be popular, you know. I always wonder how shitty podcasts or like people like photographers or, you know, get like known, and they have to do shit that I'm not willing to do, like, you know, care. I'm just not willing to do it. So yeah, I'm not really built to be popular, but yeah. I have a lot of fun. So if they're not having fun, I'm fucking winning. But yeah, it'd be cool to win a competition though. That'd be sick. I'd be stoked if they even replied, honestly. If they said your photo was all right, but you didn't win anything, I'd be like, fuck yeah. At least you just replied. If you can hear my voice starting to fade, it's because I'm fucking freezing. I'm having issues with my, like, oh. Well, no, I'll go with the other one. So I'm having issues with my hands in the cold because they're freezing and I can't use them. So I'll be like walking along and like my fingers will just stop working, so I can't get things out of my pockets or use keys or... So yeah, that's like proving to be an issue. So I'm hoping like as winter goes on, I'll become more like adept at cold. Like I'll get cold exposure on my hands and I'll be able to like use them when they're cold. But yeah, at the moment I can't use shit. My hands are just shaking holding this phone and my voice is starting to get weird. So yeah, if you do hear my voice breaking up, that's why. But yeah, I got new shoes. they're the daggiest looking fucking shoes I've ever seen. They're mountain climbing shoes. They're from Decathlon actually, which is where I bought my jacket. So I've got Decathlon shoes as well. They're like hiking boots, I assume, is what you'd call them. I don't fucking know, actually. They look like serious business. Just putting that out there. Like, I'm a serious fucking mountain climber. So that's pretty cool. But, they are real good, you know, real supportive. I walked like 3 hours just now, absolutely no pain, like not even the normal pain. Like everyone has, you know, everyone walks like 8 hours and has pain in their feet because you've been on your feet for 8 hours, you know, slapping them against the ground. But at the moment I got fucking nothing. My heel spur actually disappeared. It's like a little raised bump now. I can feel it, but I can't really see it. I used to be able to see it from both sides, but now I can only see it from one side. So I'm thinking after Christmas, I might not even have it, which would be sick. And yeah, both sides of my toes are fine. All the inflamed tendons are gone. And yeah, my feet are fucking back to normal again. I was so surprised. Because, at one point in time, I was like, fuck, I may never run again, you know? I may never fucking have normal feet again. I might always be fucked. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked on the recovery. And, I think when spring comes around, I might try and, you know, start running again. I don't know if I'll do the old 5K trudges like before. But, and, you know, a nice 3K wouldn't be too bad. But the 10K was a, it was so funny. I did the 10Ks and I was fucking dead after it. I could barely, like, I was barely alive. But yeah, I think 3Ks would be good. Just like, or f no, 5Ks was fine. It was just the new shoes, 'cause I did 5Ks, you know, every third day, every second or third day, like for three. Now, how long was I there? 6 weeks, which wasn't bad. So like, if the shoes work out all right, I might start at three and then work up to five. And then if, you know, my heel doesn't look like a fucking chicken's heel again, I'll be good to fucking go. But yeah, at the moment, these walking shoes are fucking sick. It looks so bad, but they're practical. And I feel like I love climbing mountains and shit, so they'll come in handy for like actual real mountain climbing. Like, you know, if I climb Mount Blanc or fucking something like that, you know, these puppies will get me through. So that's sick. Anyway, I'm fucking freezing, guys. So I'm out of here. Fuck, 40 minutes. Jesus Christ, I was struggling there for a bit, but I ended up doing all right. So, yeah, I'm gonna fuck off, and yeah, I got an hour or so to walk back to the city. But yeah, if you want to follow my shit, Generous God Jake on Instagram. What's that other thing I fucking promote? Oh yeah, if you want to send me a fucking email, generousgodjake@gmail.com. Is there anything else I do? Oh yeah, Tumblr, Jake Photography. But I've been a bit off Tumblr at the moment because, yeah, no one really likes my shit on Tumblr. So, you know, I'm not sure if, like, I don't know how anything works, to be honest. But yeah, I'd get like, you know, I have like at least 10 people on Instagram, you know, say, hey, I like your stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's nice, you know, thanks. But on fucking, you know, Tumblr, it's like maybe two people, and one of them's always Carmel. So yeah, it's yeah, not very good for old Jakey boy. So yeah, I don't know if I'll keep it up or not. And you know, it's extra work, and you know, I'm all about not working hard at this point, because realistically, why the fuck would I? So yeah, I'm not sure how that goes, but eh, we'll see how it goes. Anyway, Arrivederci. And I'll see yous when I see yous.